we heard in our gospel that Jesus told the disciples to fear no one. He told them to boldly proclaim from the housetops all that he had taught them. You see, he knew that they were afraid. He knew that they knew that what he was asking them to do would mean that they would be persecuted, that they would be beaten, stoned, arrested, and even martyred. And despite this, he told his disciples to fear no one and to stop being afraid, as if being persecuted, being beaten, stoned, arrested, or even martyred was nothing to worry about. Why is that? Why is it that we, his disciples, shouldn't worry about those things that sound dangerous? Well, for two important reasons. The first reason is that Jesus thirsts for souls. He said that on the cross. And his plan, God's plan, for saving souls is his church, his followers, the persecuted body of Christ. We are called to live his message, to proclaim his message from the housetops to the end of the earth, despite the hardships, despite the sacrifices. We are not to count the cost, because when we live our faith, demonstrated by the lives we lead, demonstrated by the choices we make, when we choose to live his message, especially when that message is not popular or countercultural, especially when it would be easier or safer just to go along, just to get along, when we stand up for the truth despite those consequences, we save souls. Jesus died on the cross, but how many souls have been raised with him because of his death, because of his sacrifice? He has shown us the way, and each of us is called in our own way to follow him, to be martyrs. Have we not heard that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church? But we don't hear it often enough. We don't hear it often enough that we are in a battle, you and I. And it is good that we are reminded that the church, the mystical body of Christ present in the world today, is called the church militant. Why? Because we fight. Because we fight against the world, against the flesh, and against evil. Each of us are called to die first to ourselves, to put Christ first in our lives, so that we might be free, so that we might live, so that we might fight the good fight, so that we might save souls, so that we might rise in Christ. We are in a battle for souls, our souls, the souls of our children, the souls of those that God has placed in our lives. And choices will have to be made, sacrifices and hardships will have to be endured, and yes, even some will be martyred. And why is that? Simply because we live in a fallen world and we choose to live Christ. We choose to be Christ. And in doing so, our very lives testify not only to the greatness and goodness of God, but also to the evil in this world today. So despite the reality that if we choose to be Christ in this fallen world, we will be persecuted, Jesus says, fear no one. Which brings me to the second reason why we should stop being afraid. You see, in the grand scheme of things, when you put things into perspective, taking everything into consideration, sometimes what was previously been considered significant or important isn't quite, well, significant or important. What does that mean? Simply this, that this life, what happens to us in this life, doesn't really matter as long as we die in Christ. The short time we spend here doing God's work is, in the grand scheme of things, just a blink of an eye. You see, this life and all it has to offer, good and bad, will pass away. This world will pass away. But his word will never pass away. And trusting in Jesus makes more sense than trusting in anything in this world. My brothers and sisters, there is nothing to fear except fear itself. And Jesus is very clear today. Fear no one and stop being afraid. A lot of people think the opposite of fear is courage, but not for Christians. The opposite of fear in Christian life is not courage. Remember when Jesus calmed the sea? He was asleep in the boat, and a violent storm came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat, and the disciples were afraid. They woke him up. And what did he do? He did two things. One, he told the sea to be quiet, and it was. But more importantly, what did he tell the disciples? He asked them, "Why are you so terrified? Why are you afraid? Do you not yet have faith?" The opposite of fear for a Christian is simply that, faith. The opposite of fear is not courage, but faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith. When we recognize by faith that nothing is impossible with Jesus Christ, the Lord Almighty, who is with us always, there is no reason for us to be afraid of anything. So the next time when we're fearful, rather than praying for courage, we should pray for faith. Faith that makes us confident that God is with us, that He is our God, that He will strengthen us, that He will help us, and He will uphold us over the stormy situations of our life. Fear, my brothers and sisters, do not prevent us from proclaiming the gospel. Jesus promises that we will never be alone in our efforts to do what is right. And final judgment before God will be based on our faithfulness to Jesus during the controversies and trials that are part of our lives. Jesus tells us today, fear no one, to stop being afraid. But there's more than that, because he said, everyone who acknowledges him before others, despite the cost, he will acknowledge before our Heavenly Father.